This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. It is an interesting time in which we live where information is so available. It's so just constant out there. You can have as much of it as you want. You can have as much bad information as you want, too.
I'm not sure that would even be called information.
Because you aren't being informed?
Misinformation.
Yeah, okay. I think there's an argument there. Well, anyway, there's a lot of data out there, and you can have as much of it as you want in whatever form that you want, and you know, it's really an unprecedented time in our lives. But around that subject comes the issue of privacy, because the fact is, even if you think you don't have something to hide, you probably do have something to hide. I mean, you don't go around telling everyone your social security number now, do you?
Right. You've got something to hide.
You probably don't regularly go around giving out your bank information to people, or the passwords to those bank accounts. So, you know, you've got some things to hide. And being able to protect that information is important, whether it be from government agents who do not have your best interests in mind, or your other common criminals that might just simply want to steal your phone or something like that.
They don't have your best interests in mind either.
Right. We started out the show talking about a disturbing warrant that was apparently issued authorizing the government to go into a specific building and then take phones from anyone that was in there. Didn't matter who was there. They didn't specify who it was that phone they wanted to take. It would just be whoever was in the building. They had the authorization to take the phone and then forcibly put someone's thumb onto their phone in order to activate a thumbprint identifier to enter, to break the security of the phone.
Demand a thumbprint, swipe it, whatever.
So that's what we had started talking about. But there's more, a different story from TheIntercept.com. And this seems like pretty big news. Study says facial recognition systems are threatening the privacy of millions. And we'll get into that here in moments. But first, we go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. Did you know that the Time reported that the employees at the Trump's golf course in California alleged that Donald Trump wanted to fire less attractive employees. Mm. So the managers were told to replace hostesses who weren't pretty enough with more attractive women. So then, ProPublica spoke with Matt Pearce about how he unearthed the new details from the lawsuit records. They actually filed a lawsuit because of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, you know what? I got this from the article.
Why would somebody want to work for someone who didn't want them to work for them? That's something I've never really understood was, okay, what are you suing for? You want to get your job back? Or you just want to get a cash payout because you got fired? I mean, I presume they're suing.
Get fired for a bad reason, you know.
Well, I mean, if you're running a business that you want to have attractive people in the employee positions, shouldn't you have the right to make that decision? And all the anti-discriminatory laws, don't they only cover race, gender, and, you know, like sexual orientation and things like that? They don't actually talk about attractiveness, do they?
Rush Limbaugh predicted this with his Uglo Americans speech or, you know, bit that he's done, that some point or another people will, be bringing this particular issue up. And one thing's for sure is attractive people make more money. They tend to be more mm-hmm. successful. And it's all because of accidents of genetics.
Yes, it's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. So I guess that, I mean, like, when we look at, in this case, you can point at Donald Trump and say, bad fat man with bad hair, right? Like, you couldn't
point
at him.
He's not very pretty.
But what you'll notice is that there's not a lot of ugly leading men in Hollywood, are there, Sarah?
Right. Well, Hollywood is a given, but...
Well, why is it a given? Is it okay for the consumer to say, hey, we want attractive movie stars, but it's not okay for an employer to say, I want attractive hostesses?
Well,
And why?
Well, you know what? The article says from the ABQ Press is, as I began to read them, I very quickly noticed that over and over again, many of these employees had very similar allegations of when Donald Trump would come into town from New York to visit the golf course, would always have the staff of golf courses, club, restaurant with young, attractive, slender women. In other words, I guess they would get some hires. So when they, oh, he's coming, everybody, you know, kind of like trade in, like they would have to hire the most
They'd hide the ugly, competent waitresses and bring in the, you know, pretty dumb ones is the idea.
Well, that didn't answer your question, though.
No, she's not answering my question. Sarah. Why is
Don't read the article. Answer Mark's question.
Why is it okay? And this is a philosophical question. Why is it okay for Americans or people around the world to choose to see movies that have attractive men and women in them and spend their money on that, but it is not okay for a fat, noisy, bad-haired billionaire to choose to have only attractive hostesses?
That is a private business, you know, but what's amazing is that's okay, but...
So you're saying, you know, it's okay to discriminate within your business and hire the people that look pretty. You're saying that's fine.
Well, I suppose so, but the thing is, but the workers didn't think that it was fine. They actually had a lawsuit.
And I hope it got kicked out of court.
I wish I could get one of those workers here to answer these questions, but I can't do that,
yeah.
Sarah. That's the difficulty.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. I hope that lawsuit got kicked out of court.
One needs to understand the consequences, that if you want a bunch of attractive hostesses, mm-hmm. and by the way, from what I can tell, hostess is a job that's generally populated by, you know, young women,
young females, yeah.
who have not finished school and can't take on other positions or whatever. I suspect they make less than the waitresses, from what I can tell.
They get paid hourly usually, yeah.
In my experience, they make less than the waitresses. Oftentimes, hostesses will move to the waitress position. Mm-hmm. It seems to be hostess, waitress, bartendress. You know, like that's the path inside yep. of a particular restaurant. But you know, I think that it makes an undesirable position. It's going to make it more difficult to staff an already relatively undesirable position because, mm-hmm. you know, people want to be the waitresses. They don't want to be the hostess. There's fewer hostesses and that sort of thing.
Right.
So it just what it says to me is you want attractive hostesses, you better, you know, increase pay by 50%.
No doubt. Well, I mean, I'm sure Donald Trump can afford to do that with some fancy golf club or whatever that we were talking about, that Sarah was referring to. And, you know, I understand that some people are upset by this, but ultimately people who run businesses and the customers who support them or don't support them should be able to decide these things. And if somebody wants to have a business where they only hire the most attractive people and they charge more because of it, then they should be able to see if that business succeeds or fails. Maybe it won't even work out. Maybe the prices will be too much compared to their competition, who have just average-looking employees, but the prices are better, so more people go there, and the place with the attractive people goes under. Let's let the market decide how these things are supposed to shake out. And further, why would you want to work somewhere that doesn't want to have you work there? Why spend any time worrying about that? What, you got fired because you weren't pretty enough? That's okay. Go find another job. There's plenty of them.
I think it sounds bad. It just sounds bad. But
what does?
You would be fired or not get hired based on your looks. And
it does.
Bad.
It is a bad.
But I would like to point out that this is unfair at its core because it disallows one party from doing something. So if I decide I don't want to work at a particular location because the boss is ugly,
mm-hmm.
no, people are going to think, well, that's a stupid reason to not take a job, but nobody's going to propose for one second.
You're not the one that has to look at him all day.
That I have to go to that job and work. No one's going to say that I should have to give money to the boss for, you know, this ridiculous claim of mine. So
right.
It takes this, what should be a fair exchange, and makes it unfair.
If you want to join us, you're welcome to do so. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And maybe you've had to deal with these issues. Maybe you've been the hiring person, human resources or whatever, that
maybe
has
your
to make,
butt ugly and got fired.
Make these decisions, or you know, you've had some sort of pressures being in business like this. I mean, certainly Hooters has had their share of lawsuits over who can and can't be a server there. Remember the one where the dude wanted to be a server at Hooters?
No, that's not going to work out.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE. But didn't he win that suit?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I hope not. It's been a long time, so I don't remember. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves and bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, the Liberty Radio Network offers audio on-demand listen lines. You can call it up at 641-793-9660, and that allows you to listen to not only LRN.FM, but also Free Talk Live and a bunch of other great LRN.FM shows. You can listen to Free Talk Live on-demand. So the latest episode is there at the touch of a couple buttons. Just dial in 641-793-9660. Now, keep in mind, that's a long-distance telephone number. So if you do have to pay for long-distance, you probably don't want to do this. But for the rest of you that have unlimited long-distance where there's no cost to dialing that number, then you can listen as long as you want, 24-7. It's up to you. 641-793-9660. Plus, there's also a voicemail option. So while you're listening to the show, let's say you're all upset about something we're talking about or you just want to comment, you can leave a voicemail. Just hit zero anytime the voicemail prompt will come up. You leave the message. It'll be delivered to us via our email boxes. So once again, that audio on-demand listen line, which you can also listen to our live stream as well, 641-793-9660. It's a great way to listen without using any of your data plan on your smartphone. Or for those of you that don't have smartphones, this is pretty much the only way that you can listen on your phone. So again, 641-793-9660. Speaking of the phones, we go to them, to the phones, to the fun. We'll talk to Pam, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pam.
Hi.
Hey there, Pam.
You were thinking about whether pretty people should sue their bosses. Why aren't they suing their parents?
You are very hard to understand. I don't know if you're talking directly into your handset.
Well, okay, how's that?
Sounds better.
It's a little better. Go ahead.
You're talking about pretty people suing their employer. Why are they not suing their parents?
No, it's the ugly people who I believe were suing. So
it's still a good joke.
The people who'd been fired from their job.
I have a question about Hillary Clinton. The email thing happened. What happened? Why it happened? I don't care. But the fact is, it did happen. Shouldn't that have pulled her security clearance from her? And if not, why? If somebody made a mistake like that, do you want to take a chance on them doing it again?
I guess the reason would be is because she's a powerful woman who, would probably cause any bureaucrat who attempted to take her security clearance to lose a job.
Yeah, she's likely one of the untouchables, if you will.
Okay, which goes back to anybody who thinks that there isn't any kind of corruption in government.
Well, they are not paying attention. If there's somebody who thinks there's no corruption in government, they might be 5 years old. I mean, how could you possibly get into any level of adulthood and, you know, not be aware that government is corrupt and evil?
So the fact that Hillary is jumping up and down saying that
I can't take it, Pam. I can't. You're I don't know what you're doing with your phone there, but we can't put that on the air. You get one more chance. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hillary is saying that Trump is saying that polls are fixed, whether he is or not. Wouldn't you rather have somebody who says it's possible that we'll look at a problem, or somebody who says it's impossible and won't bother?
I see what you're saying there. Yeah, I mean, to stick your head in the sand and to say that it's impossible that polls, could be rigged is absolutely ridiculous. Pam, thanks for the call.
Well, I think what Trump's doing is he's preparing for what appears to be an inevitable loss, according to the polls at this point. Now, we don't know what's going to happen, but I think that if he would focus on the relationship between the Democratic, the Clinton campaign and the media, and he would focus on the Democratic National Convention's appointment of Hillary Clinton as their nominee, that then he would have a much better case for this vote rigging thing. Like, we can see, look, this lady's here. She attempted to rig the vote. Now, I'm not saying she won because of her rigging, but she rigged the vote for the Democratic nomination.
Mm-hmm.
And she disenfranchised and disillusioned a generation of Democratic voters and voters all across America. The system's broken because of people like her. I'm not claiming that she's worse than all the politicians in Washington, D.C. Some people will, but I'm not. I'm saying she's like them.
Yep.
That they're only like... That she's only more successful than they are. And if she'd say, if he'd say, look, I can't turn around without them dragging up some 11-year-old video of me, you know, chit-chatting with some guy off mic. And, you know, Barack Obama says he'll deal with the Russians after the election on mic. Nobody does anything about that. Mm. Somehow I'm deplorable, but this... A politician who said he's, you know, by the sounds of it, going to sell your kids down the river to the red Russians. You know, nobody cares. America, you've got the politicians you deserve. And if you want a politician that's better than these politicians, you're going to have to do something different. That would be such a so much better message than his rambling nonsense about, you know, they're gonna rig every election in every county across America. Bull.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, basically.
Let's go to your calls here and thoughts. Of course, it is debate night, the final of the three presidential debates as presented by the commission or whatever they're called on presidential debates, which is the scam artists that have rigged the system to make sure that there are only two participants in these debates rather than, well, the ones that are actually qualified to win, which would include Jill Stein and Gary Johnson. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But first, Jason is on the line in Missouri via Skype. Hello, Jason.
Yeah, I called in because you guys were talking about fingerprint readers.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you need to know about phones is if you turn the phone off, it disables the fingerprint reader until you log in.
Until you log into what?
So, like, let's say you have an iPhone or an Android and you turn off the phone. It disables the fingerprint reader until you use... either your passcode swipe or password.
So you just turn off your phone every time you're not using it?
More like, you know, when you hear the door get busted in.
It's probably the thing to do.
So wait, what
it's
you're so saying? Hold on. Wait. What you're saying is if you turn the phone off, when you turn it back on, it's going to ask you for a passcode, not the fingerprint scan?
That is correct.
But that would require someone to have set the passcode, correct? So otherwise, so what you're saying is...
In order to use the fingerprint reader, you have to have a passcode. Because
really?
The way it works is once you put in the passcode the first time,
uh-huh.
It loads an encryption key into the device that is the fingerprint reader. And so when you hit the button, it authorizes the unlock.
So presuming you have the wherewithal to turn the phone off during a raid, then maybe that'll work for you. But that doesn't seem like a very good plan.
Better than nothing.
Well, better than nothing would be to have a passcode on all the time and not worry about a fingerprint.
Well, I have a fingerprint reader,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you that, you know, like when I have to make a call and things are chaotic, it's a lifesaver.
It's convenient for you.
Yes.
Jason, I'm actually glad you called in tonight because I had some audio, and I heard Mark listening to it when I walked into the studio today. It was audio that you recorded of a city council meeting where you were threatened and assaulted just for simply recording the meeting. And I want to play that. If you want to stick with us, you're welcome to. I think it's pretty interesting and instructive to some extent. We'll do that coming up.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to become a few guns.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie, and beef. What's for supper? Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, want to let you know about Bitcoin Unlimited. The greatest threat to Bitcoin, according to Roger Ver, and he's an early Bitcoin adopter, big name in the Bitcoin community, the greatest threat is from the inside. There are those in the Bitcoin community that don't want to see Bitcoin grow, and they're holding back the increase of the block size. Now, some people want to increase that from 1 megabyte to 2, and there are the people that don't want to see that happen. Roger wants to see the block size increase, and this is an important debate. We're not going to get into the details of why that is right now, but there's a new Bitcoin client that's been introduced, and it supports this increased block size, and it's also supported by Roger Ver. He's given it his endorsement, as I understand it. Well, it's called Bitcoin Unlimited. You can go to bitcoinunlimited.info to learn more about it and to download it and get rolling with it. That's what I've done here in the studio. We've got it running here on the LRN studio machine. Recently, by the way, Via BTC, which is the fifth largest miner in the world, switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited, and Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. Could be a coincidence, but a lot of observers don't think so. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. You can learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. That's bitcoinunlimited.info. As we continue here, I've got Jason on the line with us, and he's a longtime listener of the show who's been going to city council meetings in the small town of, I believe it's Forsyth, Missouri. Is that right?
That is correct.
You've been going to these council meetings for a little while, recording videos. You're the only person there who has done that. They don't have their own video recording set up there. So you're bringing your camera in, your tripod. You're setting it up in the back of the room, and you're recording the full city council meetings. And it turns out they don't really seem to appreciate the community service that you're providing here, because there's a value to what it is that you're doing. They're, you know, to shine some light on the activities of these council members, and they should be happy. They should be elated that somebody has taken such an interest in the civics of the community. To actually spend your own time and your own money, because you could be doing other productive things during that time frame, because these council meetings can, you know, I know from experience, they can just go on and on and on. I mean, you're talking about at least a couple hours every meeting, if not more than that. So you should be praised. They ought to be giving you an award for this. But instead, at a recent council meeting, you were threatened. You were actually assaulted, apparently. You want to tell us a little bit about that before we play the audio?
Yeah, and actually, before I started recording the videos, what had happened is I went there to do a bid, and the bid was really a closed bid, not open to the public, even though that's not proper. And I guess I made waves when I did that, and I tried to smooth things over by making them a free website, and I offered it to them, and they sent it back to me. And that's when I knew that they didn't want the light of day in their council chamber. So that's why I started recording. And recently I've actually started live streaming through YouTube, the meetings, and they won't give me access to the Wi-Fi, so I actually have to use my phone. And
wow, that's going to get expensive.
Yeah, it costs me about $10 once a month. And yeah, basically what had happened was they had it all planned. Last month, if your viewers will remember, the mayor stood up and said, you know, if you're not going to pledge allegiance to the flag, then you need to leave his town and not come back.
Right, well, they were talking about you. You were the lone person who did not participate in the Pledge of Allegiance, and they basically singled you out while not actually saying your name or specifically identifying you, but they basically said anyone not standing for the flag, you're not welcome in our town.
Well, this month, Monday, they made good on their threat. They pulled out all the stops to make sure that I knew I wasn't wanted, to intimidate me and basically make me fear, for my safety, because I can't understand why else, somebody would demand that you go out to the parking lot, per se.
I'm going to play the audio here for our listeners, because probably the supermajority of them have not heard this. You posted this in the Free Talk Live AMP forum on Facebook, which is where I saw it first a couple days ago. I actually had already taken the time to dub this audio and boost it up a little bit. Now, keep in mind, Jason, you can't hear this when I play it back just because of the way we have this the setup here in the studio. So just stand by and wait till we continue commenting here. So here's the audio from Forsyth, Missouri, town council meeting right at the very end. So this is just to kind of set the stage here. It's a two-hour-long meeting. This happens with
riveting stuff.
This happens within the last 5 minutes of the meeting. And so what's happening here is they're about to wrap the meeting up. Somebody motions to adjourn. There's a second to that motion. And right before they take the vote, Jason speaks up because he has something to add in.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Hi, business. I'm going to make a motion under the Sunshine Act for all rules pertaining to this meeting. Doesn't matter. You have my request. You got 48 hours.
48 hours to what?
Now, that's the mayor, by the way. 48 hours to what? He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He has no idea what the Sunshine Request is.
You should Google Sunshine Act.
They don't get these requests very often. In the defense of small town politics, which is, in this case, corrupt and one-sided, and likely is in most places, they don't, most people don't participate because it is boring.
Oh, this room's empty.
Yeah. Boring.
It's rows and rows and rows of empty chairs.
Corrupt. There's not that much power to be had. People just aren't interested in it. So they don't get requests for, sunshine requests very often. And I suspect it's probably the first time in decades that.
No.
What's that?
No, I actually have been making sunshine requests.
Paying attention.
Well, I got basically contempt from them. So I called the Attorney General of the State of Missouri. and the Attorney General of the state of Missouri not only called them and set them straight, but then later sent them a letter and a packet. So they were duly notified.
Well, apparently the mayor wasn't paying attention because he's likely got people that handle those matters for him. Let's continue the audio here.
Because I have the right to request documentation.
What right do you have to come in here and just raise hell? That's what I want to know.
What right do you have to come in here and raise hell is what I want to know.
Now, by raising hell, he's talking about you requesting something under a right-to-know law in the state of Missouri. Basically, not the minutes of the meeting, but the rules by which the meeting is conducted. So that would be like Robert's Rules of Order or something like that, some sort of list.
Yeah, Jason, I mean, I watched the video. It was about 10 minutes long that you had put together. It was obviously edited. I mean, were you, farting loudly in the back of the room?
No, what they're talking about is a guy came in to sell him a $180,000 solar panel system. And because of my background with controls, electronics, and computers, I'm a subject matter expert. So I chimed in that the local power company has a solar panel demo kit where they data log the actual output based on the percent yield of the area. So if you're going to buy a solar panel in this area, you're going to want to check them and see actually what the percent output is, because every system has a rating, mm-hmm. but it's really dependent on the sun.
Yeah, so you gave them some good advice. Did you raise your hand or did you go up?
Well, the thing is, I had been repeatedly asking for the rules governing the meetings, and what I was told is that the meetings are run informally and that if you want to speak up, you're free to do so.
Okay. So,
unless you're you, in which case speaking up is...
It doesn't sound like you were raising hell, then.
Yeah. Well, any interruption in the good old boys' process, as far as they're concerned, is raising hell. They don't like to have anything questioned. They don't like to have anybody in there who's coming from things from a different, atypical perspective, a pro-liberty perspective. We've encountered this here in Keene, where we've been called you people.
He offered them some information on solar panels when they were talking about solar panels.
Well, but it was information that might have gotten in the way of them doing business with this guy or whatever. Who knows? Hang on, Jason. If you've got more commentary, we've got a little bit more audio as well. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made food storage allowed to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. It is debate night, the final in the three debates. If we get the chance, we'll share some of that debate audio with you and comment on it at the same time, as has sort of been the tradition here in past years on Free Talk Live. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you tonight. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And as we mentioned, the audio that we're playing right now, we're going to get back into it here, is of a listener of ours we actually have on the line, Jason, in Forsyth, Missouri, at the town council meeting. Being threatened, he's about to be threatened and actually assaulted here in this audio, all for the dastardly act of getting involved in his community. I mean,
sounds like that. I mean, it really sounds like the guy. The accusation's been made that he was raising hell.
Yeah.
I saw no evidence of that in the video. Not to say that I watched the entire 2 hours. I watched the edited version, but. I mean,
if they think this guy's raising hell, they should watch Derek J's victimless
right.
crime
These spree. People don't. I guess they may claim that his choosing not to stand for the pledge was raising hell, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But sitting quietly.
Right,
isn't
you've
really
raised hell by sitting down.
Yeah, that's.
So.
What right do you have to come in here and disagree with my old country butt?
That's right. That's what they said here. So we're going to get back into that. And also, the place where he posted this video first, at least the first place I saw it, was on the Free Talk Live AMP forum, the Free Talk Live AMP Facebook group, to be specific.
Yeah.
The AMP forum is long dead, but the AMP Facebook group is what has replaced it. And it's a way for Free Talk Live listeners who support the show financially to interact with one another. And so he posted that there, and so I saw it, and I thought, wow, this is something we should probably play on the air. And then I came in tonight, Mark, and we hadn't talked about it. You just happened to be listening to it, so you were obviously interested in it as well. So we're going to get right back into that. But if you want to join the Free Talk Live Amplifier program, please do so. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Do as Jason and a bunch of other great listeners of ours have done, and support the show for as little as $5 per month. And that's money that we can invest into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board, and to expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And if that's worth a few bucks a month to you, then we appreciate your help. It makes a big difference for us. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa or MasterCard, or Bitcoin right there on the website at amp.freetalklive.com. Com. And we still have Jason with us. He's on Skype. We're going to continue playing the audio of what happened after you simply asked your right to information. You asked for a list of the rules that they run these meetings by, these town meetings, and you cited the Sunshine Statutes there in Missouri, which should entitle you to information. Most information governments have is subject to this, you know, these sort of sunshiny laws. There's certain things that they can't give out, like employee, private employee info.
Yeah, they don't give out employee social security numbers.
But besides that, you can get a whole bunch of stuff. So they should have to fulfill this request. Let's continue here with what happened. Let me jump back a little bit so you can hear the first thing someone says to him.
Because I have the right to request documentation.
What right do you have to come in here and just raise hell? That's what I want to know.
Now, Jason, before we go on with the audio, who is that man who says, what right do you have to come in here and raise hell?
I believe his name is Larry Smith, but I've never been introduced
to him. Does he have a title?
Does he work for the city or the town?
He does. I believe it's some sort of administrative capacity.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious as if he was just sitting in the audience or if he was one of the
of
them.
This looks like official oppression.
Oh yeah.
So a man who has just asked for documentation that is legally available to him has been asked to, why don't you step outside with me?
Yep.
In what apparently is a threatening manner. Let's talk about this in the parking lot as I smash your face repeatedly on a concrete parking bumper.
Do not touch me, sir.
All right, so he's actually grabbing you as he tries to take you outside.
I'm going to touch you.
Is that what's happening there, Jason? Because at this part of the video, the camera's pointing forward, so you don't actually see the assault happen, which is my only critique of the videography. You did a great job getting the audio. It's crystal clear. It sounds good. I don't know how badly he was grabbing you, but next time, if something like that happens, just do a quick pan over and, you know, point the video camera at the action, because that'll make it real clear as to whether or not there actually was an assault. I believe you when you say he was grabbing you, but there's no way to prove it.
Actually, he goes back in the camera view, and he walks up to the alderman, and he admits that he touched me. Now, he lies about the scope of it, because what he did was he grabbed me by the shirt sleeve and pulled. Now, he doesn't actually have to touch me to assault me. All he has to do is intimidate me and create an element of fear.
That's what defines assault? Intimidation and element of fear?
In the state of Missouri. In fact, if you look at the latest revision of the video, I have annotations where I actually cite the law.
Okay. See, this was the original one that you posted, which was just the full 2 hours. I just ripped the audio from that. Let me continue with this audio here. I'm going to replay the part where you're being assaulted.
Do not touch me, sir.
What does he say there? I need to vent with you? I can't make it out.
I'm not exactly sure what he said, because as soon as he grabbed me, you can hear me saying, don't touch me.
Right, yeah, it'll be hard to hear someone speaking while you're speaking.
Watch it there, Mr. Grabby Hands.
Let me continue with the audio here. Now, for a moment, I thought he said the F word there, but he actually says you should get the book of How to Make Friends and Influence People. This is a different guy who is observing all this, and he's talking to you.
Right.
Correct?
I mean, you're clearly the enemy in this room for whatever reason. There's a small handful of people. They all seem, you know,
Boys.
Yeah, one lady appears to be a journalist, but the journalist doesn't want to be on camera. Clearly doesn't understand what, journaling is about, recording what is going on. She's like, you can record this before they call to order. The point you made was legitimate, which is those guys up there have a quorum. That makes this
it's a meeting.
This a meeting.
Stand by. We're going to continue with the audio here.
You sure does.
Yeah. I've got nothing but disrespect from the day I showed up here.
And that's you've been disrespectful.
No, the first day I showed up here.
Kiss our butts.
Now, the guy who's saying, get your equipment out of here, is that the same guy who assaulted you?
That is the same individual.
Okay. That's what I thought, but, you know, one redneck sounding voice kind of all sounds the same to me, so I just wanted to make sure. So you do get to actually see the guy pretty clear when he like, walks in front of the camera as though he's going to go and grab your camera, but there's another man who intervenes who's standing nearby enough to, like, grab him, and he's like, no, it's not worth it, as you'll hear him say here in a moment.
Larry, don't touch my stuff.
You'll get yourself in trouble. It ain't worth it. You get yourself in trouble. It ain't worth it, Larry.
I don't know what Larry's particular problem is. I think it's probably because you didn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, which says to me that these people can't handle dealing with the public. Right? Like, the public is a bunch of people with a bunch of different ideas. Not all of those ideas are great, right? And certainly by, different people have different estimations as to what they are. You know, this guy wants you to move to Somalia, but at the same time does not want to reveal what the government is doing. I mean, this guy is a banana republic, dictator in the making.
Let's continue with the audio. There's just a little bit left.
You know, you come to a place over here, that is my opinion, I'm welcome to. So,
well, you're welcome, you keep it to yourself.
All right, so that's the audio. I don't know why you coming here disrupting meetings.
Yeah, why the hell did you come to this meeting your government?
Why'd you come here, wait 2 hours through the entire meeting, right until the very end, to say something right at the very... I mean, he didn't disrupt anything. They'd finished the entire meeting. It was a motion to adjourn. They seconded the motion, and then Jason speaks up. He's like, yeah, I got business. He literally
Go ahead. Normally, they ask before they motion to adjourn.
Right, but they knew you were there.
If anybody has any business. Yep. But because I was there and because of the atmosphere, they knew that I would do what I did.
Well,
now, they actually responded to my sunshine request.
Oh, really?
And they told me that they do not have any written rules and that their lawyer has stated that they don't need them.
They don't need written rules to conduct a public meeting,
and I presume they responded in writing. So you are you posting that to your website? Is it Forsyth.city?
Yes, and they emailed me a response, so that's
excellent.
In writing.
Jason, keep up the good work. You're all alone out there. I know it's not easy. Good luck, and continue recording. I think you're doing some excellent work. Would love to see you up here in New Hampshire doing it someday, because here you could actually have some backup where you wouldn't be the only person in the room, and that man wouldn't have been so tough if you were surrounded by five supporters. Thanks for the call. Hour 3 is coming.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.